Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, I think that this, even this whole idea about hearing God and how we respond to God's voice, it starts with God. If I can ever grasp or begin to get my mind around how big God is, if I can ever begin to expand my concept of God and realize how big God is, it will always impact how big my dreams are, how big my prayers are, how big my goals are. If I realize that I serve a big God, then I'll learn to trust God for big things. And as you said, walk out in that faith, trust God by faith to do those things which He is able to do. And He's waiting for us to activate our faith and trust in Him to allow Him to do it.
Excellent. If I realize I serve a big God, then I'll dare to believe big dreams and pray big prayers. I like to, in your book, Knowing God's Voice, how you address some of the misnomers, some of the ways that we've maybe misinterpreted God's voice, and how quickly people can say, you know, the Lord told me. And I thought it made me chuckle out loud. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. But we talked about this last time you were on, but you opened the book with a phone call you received one early morning about a woman who was saying she'd heard from the Lord. I wonder if you wouldn't mind telling that story again.
I have what she's saying. She said, the Lord told me, it was about 5:30 in the morning. And this story is painfully true. She said, the Lord told me that you're going to be my husband. You're going to be my husband. I said, who is this? And then she gave her name. The Lord told me. My first thought was two things, one of which I said, what did He tell you that I'm supposed to do with this one that I've been married to for 30 years?
This woman is next to me.
Her response was classic. She said, now, He didn't tell me all that. That's between you and God. All He told me was that you're going to be my husband. And then my second thought was, I kind of wish He had waited until noon to tell you. Maybe at 5 o'clock
exactly.
In the morning, kind of early.
This is not a convenient time.
Couldn't have waited until about lunchtime, yeah. You know.
I'd love to know what the Lord would have told your wife at that time. Give me that phone.
I'm telling you, right. But again, you know, it is the challenge of hearing God's voice, recognizing and identifying God's voice. No, I think that is one of the most common strategies that the enemy uses against us. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but his ability to disguise his voice, his ability to speak those things to us that come over as though this is God. God is saying this. And so for this woman to say, God told me this, is obviously a deception, but that's what the enemy majors in. He majors in deception. Deception is making truth look like error, make error look like truth, make right look wrong, make wrong look right. And so the enemy's ability to disguise what he says to us, to disguise his voice, if you will, that will often so many times sound like God, and yet it is a total deception, and that's one of the ways that he tricks us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.